love that we can give a voice to some organisations in Ballarat that might not otherwise have a voice. And there is a very exciting fundraiser happening right here in Ballarat this Friday. And to tell us about it, we've got Jodie Downey here from Big Brothers Big Sisters Ballarat to tell us a little bit more about it. Good morning, Jodie. How are you?
Good morning, Jules. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning.
How are you?
Very well. We're great.
So for people that don't know what Big Brothers Big Sisters is, can you give us a bit of an insight?
Absolutely, yeah. And I'm so thrilled to work for Big Brothers Big Sisters. It's such an amazing organisation. It's very, just close to the work. So what we do, how we are at in the organisation is what we do. If that makes sense to you, but we sort of live what we do all the time. Big Brothers Big Sisters started 100 years ago in New York. Mm-hmm. So it began as because a judge just kept seeing the same young people coming through and said they just needed a big brother. And so it began then and just grew. It's in 14 countries across the world. It's been in Australia for 40 years.
Yeah.
We have Big Brothers Big Sisters in Melbourne, in Ballarat, in Wangaratta, and then in Tumut and Griffith and Canberra and Sydney. So there's little organisations, across the country. And essentially what we do is we match young people from the ages of 7 years to 17 with a trusted volunteer adult positive role model.
Mm-hmm.
And they show up every week and for an hour to 2 hours and just be a friend to that young person. So,
wow. So what are some of the activities they do together?
Oh, I think it's all sorts of things, and it's really up to the match. It's up to how they, you know, each person, how they want to sort of spend that time together.
Yep.
So it's really fascinating, actually, the range of things they do.
Yeah.
And, you know, it might be anything from going to a walk to, you know, playing with dogs or animals or going for a milkshake, going to the movies.
Okay.
It's really just being, you know, exploring friendship.
And it's like connecting.
Absolutely.
They've got to connect on something.
Yeah, yeah. And I think, you know, it's funny, isn't it? The first time you meet someone, there's that sort of tricky little while till you actually find your common ground.
Yeah.
And then it's sort of like they take off, you know. Mm. They've sort of worked each other out and the young person realises that this person's actually showing up and not being paid.
Yeah.
So it's about them and that connection. And
make them feel very special too, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
And cared about.
And that's why we say it's life-changing, life-changing connections, because often it is the mentors who see the young people through, you know, really difficult times. And, you know, we hear the stories of them being at their graduation or their wedding or just being in their life then. You know, it doesn't always work out that way. And our minimum commitment is for 12 months.
Yep.
So, yes, I reckon I've got the best job matching people because it's so wonderful. It's like connecting people and creating friendship. And
wow.
I just love that. It's,
yeah.
It's,
that's
you
awesome.
Know. Yeah, really wonderful. Like sitting in the sun on a sunny day, just that beautiful warmth that comes from.
What a great way to describe the love for your job. Because we all know what that's like, sitting in the sun on a beautiful day.
Yeah.
That is a nice feeling.
Yeah.
That's really beautiful.
Now, this Friday, you've got a fundraiser or a friendraiser, you're actually calling it.
Yeah, we're calling it a friendraiser. Our CEO, Mark Watt, who's worked with young people for years and years and years, he said, let's call it a friendraiser because really it's about raising friends. We want more people to get involved, not just as mentors, but volunteers around the work we do.
Yeah.
In any sort of capacity. We've got, you know, marketing roles, admin, working in our events. We've got sort of opportunities for volunteering and that's why we wanted to call it a friendraiser.
Oh, I like that. So if people would like to head along to it this Friday, how can they do so?
Well.
And where is it?
It's at the Grand Bar in Dana Street. We wanted to make it really central and easy to find.
Yep.
We're going to have some young musicians from Flock and Brodie Camp, Lotus Eyes, from the Ballarat City of Ballarat Freezer program.
Oh, they're lovely, yep.
Fantastic, fantastic music. And we've got the mayor speaking. We've also got Lynn Reeder from Compassionate Ballarat, because mentoring is really an act of compassion.
Mm, definitely.
And then we've got some, you know, mentors and young people, and our CEO's emceeing. And then we're also launching our Dirty Pig and Whistle gravel bike ride. Well, it's not ours, but we're a charity partner of that coming up in May in Creswick. So lots on.
Fantastic.
It's going to be a great night.
So it's $55 for a two-course meal as well, as you said, some musicians, and a great night of entertainment and an informative night as well.
Yeah, something really a bit different. You know, I think people, if they come along and join us and say they'd like to be part of the work we do, they'll feel very warm and connected.
Just like sitting in the sun on a nice day.
That's it, Jack. That's the one.
Jody, we will put all this information on our website so people can find where to get tickets or just more information about what you guys do at Big Brothers Big Sisters Australia here in Ballarat. We appreciate you for joining us this morning. Thank you for sharing, and I'm sure we will continue talking and giving you that voice here at Power FM. You're always welcome any day of the week.
Oh, thanks so much, guys. It's been wonderful coming in.
Thank you.